Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Mel Starlight Drive-In, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin Keith. In the studio with me is Ron Gant. Yes, it is Bill's brother. And on the phone is Shan Sheridan, the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Shan, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Hi, Ron. How
are
you guys
Shan.
Doing?
We're doing all right, man. Doing all right. Getting started good. On a good work week. Well, we have a lot to talk to you about, as we always do, Shan. It's a busy time, as we knew it would be, as the summer gets heated up here. First off, could you give us a little bit of insight on the little bit of information you gave City Council last night for the Ready Grant, and then we'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'll do that, but I want to share. We're actually at a Chamber Business breakfast meeting this morning, and we've got I'm out here at CNR Catering,
Rodney.
Yeah. And I tell you what, we just had a fantastic breakfast: bacon, biscuits and gravy, toast, eggs, strawberries, watermelon.
Rub it in.
Oh my
You're going to bring us some by, right?
it's unbelievable. It's great. And I tell you, they're opening tomorrow night, 4 to 7, here downtown. We're at 6 South Main. Is it 6?
It's 8,
North?
I think.
8. I'm used to 6 because my wife's business used to be at 6 South
right,
Main.
Right,
I remember that.
Road,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 8 South Main. And that is 4 to 7 tomorrow night, and you're going to have baked steak. What other good things, Rodney?
Oh, wow.
He's looking at Christine.
Yeah.
You got baked steak and probably two sides. And a regular menu. So tomorrow night, 4 to 7,
wow.
You can't beat it. Awesome stuff. So, and then once you get your meal here at Rodney's, you're going to need life insurance because of all of the cholesterol. So Eric
clogged
Payton
arteries.
With Shelter, yeah, with Eric Payton with Shelter, he is our life insurance representative at the chamber. He does business and commercial and home and auto. So if you want to know more about Eric's business, you can check us out at the chamber, or you can call Eric. At Shelter Life Insurance, and that number is Eric, 765-654-7028. All right, so there you go.
Shan, I'm going to put you on the payroll.
Eric's office is right behind Heather's Flowers for people that don't know where it's at. It's kind of...
Well, he's moved.
He moved.
He's now in the iron block at the 62 North Main. So
great.
He's at the iron
street.
Block.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah, so check out Eric and make sure you get a great meal. Oh, by the way, CNR Catering will be open Thursday and Friday as well. So,
perfect.
And they do that every Thursday and Friday. They're open every Thursday and Friday for lunch, breakfast as well. Just lunch. And well, I'll tell you what, your breakfast is so good. You might as well, anyway. Now I won't tell them how to do that. But lunch Thursday and Friday. Christine's shaking her head at me. And if you never had their orange dreamsicle fudge, you have not lived, Ron. You got to have the orange dreamsicle fudge. It's fantastic.
Sounds great. Yeah. Hey, Shan, before we talk about the Ready Grant, how great is it for CNR Catering to see a business like them start out with literally, Rodney and his wife getting all this food across town to a setup in their van, and then be able to start as a small catering company, and here they are with a storefront now.
It's the American dream.
It is.
It's exactly what we hope for and want in our community. You know, it's their dream. It's a Rodney and Christine Street dream to do this. And but you know what? Dreams take a lot of sweat and a lot of work. And I can guarantee you, they have put it in. They have done so many events in our community, and we're so grateful and thankful for all the things that they've done there. But I will tell you. It takes a lot of work, but it starts with a dream. It starts with a vision, And I tell you, we get to eat their dream every time we're in.
Nice.
Yeah. Good news for us.
Best part.
The dream tastes really good, I can tell you that. It's great. Well, the Ready Grant last night, we had just sharing with the council, the state Ready $500 million that was awarded to 17 different regions. Our region received $30 million, and our county is receiving somewhere in the neighborhood. We've had to do a lot of trimming the fat, they say. We're looking at about $1 million right now for our career tech center, child care center that we have been working on, and then another $750,000 going to housing for the Meadowbrook addition and working with that developer there. So we ended up with about just under $2 million. We did have to cut a couple of things that we hope that we'll put back on the table, but we had to cut it because of the instead of getting $50 million for a region, we only got $30
million. Right.
Mm-hmm. Russ, I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show, but Russ had called up, and he kind of told me something I didn't know, that the Centurion building has been basically taken out of consideration for a location for the tech center.
Well, we had been discussing that, but within the discussion, because of the ceiling height and some of the other challenges that we were facing with retrofitting, I wouldn't say it's been completely taken off the table in our new discussions, but I would say it's down the list right now. So there's some other areas that we're looking for. We're looking at green sites. We're looking at existing buildings, but we're trying to make the best decision, because it's like I was sharing with Anita yesterday. We don't want to make a decision that we look back 10 years from now and say, boy, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that almost in every decision. I don't know if there's anybody. I mean, I'm sitting here with two business people, with Rodney and Eric, and I'm sure they've looked back and say, boy, we should have done that, or we could have done that. Sure. And, I can say the same thing in my own life. But at the end of the day, what can you do to have a good strategy moving forward to put that in the right place? And really, for me, and for economic development and workforce development, it needs to be out on the west side. It needs to be within the industrial park. And now especially as the city will annex out to 65, it's got to be out there in the middle of where it's all happening. And that's what our goal is.
Okay. He also, Ken had mentioned something about at the meeting last night. Is part of this Ready Grant money going to help with some potential housing over behind Haven Avenue?
Yeah, the Meadowbrook Edition, that's the what we alluded to, a Meadowbrook Edition. We're in the process of getting that land transferred and acquired. So that's just a process. Once all that is done with the developer, they'll be able to continue the process and move forward. You got to remember that Meadowbrook has been platted for several years. That was part of the original plan, phase one of Meadowbrook, and then phase two, where it was to come. We would have certainly hoped that it would have come earlier than later, but it's coming now, and we're excited about it. About 159 new homes.
Yeah, we need some. We need some homes, don't we? Need some homes.
Yes, absolutely.
Shan, any word on a couple of new businesses that are going to be opening sometime? We've been seeing Roadhouse 39, the former Hoops, be worked on, and we've seen some pictures on Facebook of the inside and how nice that'll be, and with Mr. Glotzbach, and also the Main Event downtown on Main Street.
Well, both of them, I believe, are looking at July openings. We know that the Main Event is having a soft opening this week, actually. We're planning a ribbon cutting in July, so we will be looking at for the Main Event. The Roadhouse, they're just trying to finish up some things, some trim and little pieces here and there. Of course, everybody is in the same boat, workforce, trying to find the right people,
yeah.
Hire the right people,
yeah.
Get people. It is a challenge, guys, a very serious challenge to get people. So
yeah.
Because who wants to start a business, and you're short five people?
Yeah, right.
And you almost have to overstaff those first few weeks, because you're going to have a lot of folks coming in, and then you might overstaff, and you have to overstaff because you may have two or three people call off.
Right.
So, and that happens in the industrial park every day. So it's important to recognize the people that you need to hire and the quantity. And also, you got to make the numbers work. You can't just go out and hire 15 people, try to pay them, and realize I can only afford five.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
So we really need to be praying for all these businesses and really supporting them as they come online. And as we get more information, we'll get that out there. But Main Event's having a soft opening this week with some friends and family just to kind of get things going and moving. They got their awning up a couple of weeks ago. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited as well as for the Roadhouse 39.
Shan, before we let you go, I think we have a quick question from a caller here, if you're okay with taking one.
Sure.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Colin. How we doing?
Hey, John, we're getting ready to take a commercial break. You got a question for Shan?
Yeah. Are they developing houses out there by Sweetway Bell School? Is that
on the Riley property, yes. That's Kelly Good started that process, and they've already got some lots sold, and they are ready to rock and building houses there on the old roller ball field.
Shan, how many units are going to be there?
Approximately 30.
Okay.
Okay. I was just wondering. I've seen them putting alleys in. I've seen them burying big power lines. I didn't know what they were mm-hmm. doing up there.
Yep. We had that a couple, several months ago. They had mentioned that. And so it's good to see that going up, too.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's a football field.
Yeah.
Yeah, I coached Special Olympics on that field many, many years ago. So a lot of our kids ran around that track. So
yeah, a lot of memories there for sure.
Yep, absolutely.
There's a lot of memories there.
John, thanks for the phone call, man.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. Shan, anything you care to leave us with here before we take our break?
No, I think that one thing I want to bring up is that somebody had mentioned to me that they saw something online about the diner. Look, don't worry about the diner. The diner has been out there for years and years. We had to move it out of the barn. It's still on plan. It's still online to be redone. Mr. Good is working with us on that out there. So, you know, for all you naysayers out there that, you know, don't have anything better to do, why don't you pay attention to your own business? I guess, and not worry about what's going on and things that you don't have any information about. So that's what I say. So, but the diner is going to be up, and we're going to get that done. There was a lot of people that worked very diligently to get that thing moved.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just for it to sit and rot. So
right.
It's not going to sit and rot. Unfortunately, we had to move it out of the barn because he needed space. But we'll get it taken care of, and it'll be great. So.
Shan, we always appreciate your time and being available.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great day. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Nice talking to you, Shan.
Appreciate that. That's Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Shan Sheridan. We've got Kim Stevens with Frank from Main Street. That's coming up next on Wilo's Party Line.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
Trying to get those at least opened up anyway. You know, it may not be in the best of shape, but they are opened up so people can drive. And then we came in and started hitting the mains again this morning. So
on the air first when seconds count.
County Highway, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch, EMS, they kind of gather all their input, what they're seeing, and pass that along to Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, and then he and I consult as well as the other commissioners and come to a decision when it's time to go.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And that's what's important for us. That gives everybody the opportunity to do their job, you know, to get the streets cleaned off, if emergency personnel needs to get through.
Your official weather station.
Where that ultimately sets up, that's going to really depend on how much snow will fall, at least tomorrow.
Now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM WILO.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Probyte Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wilo's Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday. Want to thank our sponsors, Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Rent Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Clinton County Daily News.com, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Levin's Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Ron Gant joining us in the studio. And online, too, is Kim Stevens. She's with Frankfort Main Street. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Kim, I know you're busy. There's a lot going on. And we've got a little bitty thing at the end of July called the Hot Dog Festival coming up.
Just a little.
So are we ready to go for that, pretty much?
We are getting there. The fun thing about doing this job is every day there is a new surprise. So they're good surprises most of the time. Something that we just recently added to the schedule, which I think most people who are movie buffs probably or music people will enjoy this, but we got a call from the Paul Green House of Rock, which I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No.
But if you remember Jack Black, the movie with Jack Black.
Oh, yeah, the School of Rock.
Oh, School of Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they will be coming and joining us on Friday evening. This group actually, the backup for John Anderson, who was the front man for the group, Yes.
Sure.
So they're going to be joining us on Friday, probably looking at them starting around 4:30, and then they have 22 students that are in this Schoolhouse Rock group. And so they're going to be performing in a couple different groups. So it'll be very fun, a lot of energy. So they're going to be joining us on Friday. So that was a fun surprise that, you know, that makes me redo the schedule again a little bit. but those are the fun surprises. Those are the things that you go, okay, we can turn this down. So, you know, and the great thing is this is part of their curriculum. So they're looking forward to doing it. They get graded on it, you know, so we know they're going to bring their best A game. So, you know, I'm really excited about that. That is something that, you know, they sought us out. And so that tells me that we're getting information out there that people are interested and want to know about the Hot Dog Festival. So I'm excited. But we have lots of new exciting things that are happening. So I don't know where you want me to start, but I'll.
I remember a couple months ago you had mentioned we did have some exciting new things. So let's talk about that here this time around.
Okay. So for those of you who are into dog sports, we do have a different dock diving company that's coming. This dock diving company is actually, they run the national world championship for dock divers. So... This is where the dog runs down the dock, jumps into the water, and they are they're on the ESPN and, you know, all of those sports shows where this is, you know, when they do the World Nationals. And what's going to happen is Frankfurt is actually, the Hot Dog Festival is going to be a qualifying event for them. So the Nationals, I can't remember if he said they August or October, but the Hot Dog Festival will be a stop where they can qualify their dogs here to go on to the World Nationals. So... I was really excited about that because they have over 40,000 dock diving teams. I don't expect 40,000 teams here, but you know, if we could have, you know, maybe 1,000 or so that come and join us, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, and these dogs compete on a, like I said, a world national world level. So
they'll also be bringing their A game, won't they?
Yeah, they definitely will.
They absolutely will, but it's still open to anyone who has a dog that you would like to see if your dog will do this. There are going to be times, practice times, that you could bring them in. They're happy to help teach you and coach you through how to do this. And, you know, what we would love to see is somewhere in or around Clinton County a dock diving practice facility. So, you know, that would be a dream one day. So that is exciting to me. I absolutely love to watch dogs. And we're talking to the Greater Lafayette Kennel Club. They have several different things that they're doing. They're starting a new tri-ball team and training for that to try to put together, you know, some competitions for that. So if you don't know what tri-ball is, it's where your dog pushes a ball around with its nose, kind of like soccer.
okay.
But it pushes the ball around and tries to get it to a goal. And it's a competition. I think you have six on each team or... exactly how that works, but they're getting ready to start a new tri-ball team. So, you know, that's something that we're asking them to come and maybe do some different demonstrations on how this works. And if someone is interested in getting involved, you know, again, we would love to start an adult dog club here in the county that would include agility and some of these dog sports, because we've got so many people. I mean, when you're out at Prairie Creek Park, you know, we've had several meetings there in the event center, and you see people all the time coming out with their dogs, and it's just really, for us, it's a fun thing, obviously, because we love the dogs. But we have a great lineup of entertainment. We have on Saturday or Friday, I'm sorry, we have a Garth Brooks tribute. It's called No Fences that will be here. We have the Molter Brothers, which is Mark and Don Molter, and they're from around this area, and they have a great, they did our Thursday Thunder, the last Thursday Thunder, and the music was incredible, and it was something that everybody could sing. So they did a wide range of music. And then our headliner for our headliners, we have two. One is Terry Lee Ridley, who is, he plays piano. He does a Jerry Lee Lewis. Oh my goodness. And he is incredible. I've never seen anybody play the piano like he does, but it's really a lot of fun. High energy, like Jerry Lee Lewis would be.
Yeah.
And then we have Drew Baldridge on the large stage that'll be in front of Prairie Creek Park. And Drew has a song out that if anybody's been to a wedding recently, within the last 2 years, he has a song called She's Somebody's Daughter. Wow. And that is very popular. And then, you know, he's got a couple other songs that have just come out. But he's touring with a lot of pretty famous entertainers now in the country music world.
That's great.
So, and then Saturday, we have a really, it's going to be a fun, busy day, but we've got different activities. We have a family fun zone that'll be available for families to come out. They will be selling wristbands so that you can do a couple hours if you want. You could do one. You could get one ticket and go, or you could get a half a day's pass, or you could get a whole day pass, or you could get a two-day pass. So that we wanted to make sure that it was affordable for families to be able to come out and let the kids enjoy playing. And then we have the Coach Kids has a breakfast on Saturday morning, and I want to encourage everyone to think about coming down. We're going to have that at the Event Center at Prairie Creek Park. This is a great opportunity to support a local organization, but it's also a great opportunity to get a good breakfast. And then they have a cornhole tournament that will be taking place as well, starting about 9:30, the registration will start. So if you're interested in playing cornhole and you have a buddy or a girlfriend that wants to participate, I encourage you to come out and sign up for that as well. We have some BMX bike demonstrations. We have a group called Silly Safaris, which is an animal show. They have some exotic animals that they're going to be bringing. And then after the show, there will be a meet and greet. So the kids and the families can go down and pet the animals or hold the animals. I understand that he's talking about bringing this huge snake, which I will be far, far away from. But it's beautiful in pictures, but I really don't want anywhere close. And then we also have a group that's called the Prairie Grass Cloggers that's going to be joining us. So this is a little different. You know, we've had the Hispanic dancers, and we're hoping to have them back again. And the animal show is a little different. The BMX bike, we've had that before, but it was so popular that it was a request for us to bring that back. And then we also have on Saturday, we've partnered up with CRAM, which is the Clinton County Youth Group. And they came to us and said, listen, we want to do this huge concert. You know, the only weekend that was available is Hot Dog Festival weekend. We thought about doing it, you know, someplace else. What do you think? And I said, we have the stage. We already have sound and light. Can we partner? And so we have partnered up. And Saturday, starting at 3 o'clock, there will be a young man who is coming from Muncie, Indiana. His name is Amante King, a phenomenal entertainer. I heard him at a youth thing that they had, that the CRAM had a few months ago, and just, oh my goodness, what a beautiful voice and what a great message. And then after he plays, starting at 5:30, will be a group called Modern Day Cure, which is a contemporary Christian group out of Nashville, Tennessee. And then at 8:30, we'll have the group called The Sidewalk Prophets. So for anyone who is familiar with contemporary Christian music at all. The Sidewalk Prophets are known to sell out 20,000 seat stadiums. So, you know, we're really excited. We feel like that's going to be a big draw for that, you know, for those who enjoy contemporary Christian music. But we also have a local group, and I say a local group, they're not all local. For those of you who might know Patrick Day, who is with Gendo Funeral Home, a couple months ago, back in, well, it was around Christmas time, I guess it's more than a couple months, I'm losing track. Patrick had, I was friends with him on Facebook, and he pulled up this video of him and four other guys that were singing a cappella, and it was phenomenal. So I sent him a message, and I said, or sent a message to the group, and I said, man, I would love to see this at the Hot Dog Festival. So we got in contact, and Patrick's group are going to be coming and doing an a cappella session about 8 o'clock on Saturday on the big stage, the large stage. So I'm excited about that, but they're also going to be doing the worship service for Sunday morning. So they'll be doing the worship part of that for the community church service.
Yeah, for the
that'd
church
be cool.
Service. Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm really excited, and he's excited. The great thing is he's bringing folks. There's a gentleman from Florida. I want to say there were two from maybe Minnesota, and I can't remember where the other one was from. I'm sorry, but it's really neat that he's bringing them. It's a great time for them to get together as a group, but for them to do this online, and you know, they recorded it online, it was just phenomenal. So I would encourage you to go talk to his page and watch that. So, but I mean, they do several different things, but I was just totally impressed with it. And then we have a group that is a John Cougar Mellencamp tribute. It's called Mellon Cougar. They will be on Saturday night as well. And then our headliner for down at that stage will be Crush, a Bon Jovi Experience. So we've got some really great things that are taking place. So,
it sounds like you have a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah, got it covered.
We're trying. We're trying very hard to make sure that we make sure that families know that this is a family-oriented event, and we want folks to come out and enjoy themselves. We also, I forgot to mention, on Friday, we do have our opening ceremony. We have it's called the U.S. Let me get back here so I can read it, because I know I'm going to botch that if I don't say it. It's the U.S. Navy Sea Cadet. And it is a youth group that is, and not a youth group, but a group of youth that are coming. They're actually basically junior Navy Sea Cadets, basically. And group out of Lafayette, they contacted me and said, hey, we'd love to come and be a part of this. So they're going to be doing our honor guard at the opening ceremony at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, neat.
So I would encourage you, hopefully they'll be able to stick around with us throughout the weekend some and do, you know, help with some other things that we've got going on. And then we have the Stage 1 Dance Academy that will be basically helping us kick off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Right directly after that, we have a senior talent show and a talent show. So we've separated it. So if we've got any seniors out there, 55 and older, that want to come out and show us what you've got, whether you sing, dance, you're a comedian, ventriloquist. Oh, yes, we have a ventriloquist coming, too.
Mm.
You know, we would love for you to come out and show us what you got. And so, you know, that starts around 12:30 for the senior talent show, and then about 1 o'clock for the talent show that's open to the public. So this is just for us to kind of see what the community has. We've had youth participate. Everything from, I think the youngest one we've had was 3 years old, and I think the oldest one we had was 75. So.
There's no lack of entertainment at this year's Hot Dog Festival.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you.
No, it's a lot of fun, and we're really looking forward to it. So hopefully there's something there for everyone.
Kim, if you would, a little closer to Hot Dog Festival. I know you'll probably be on one more time, but feel free if you have some breaking news or find out something one morning, give us a call anytime between 8:30 and 9 and keep us updated as we get a little closer.
Absolutely. I will be happy to do that.
Well, you have a great rest of the week, and keep up the good work, and we'll see you real soon.
Thank you, and we'll see you guys soon, too.
All right. Okay, bye, Kim.
Thank you very much. That's Kim Stevens, the executive director for Frankfort Main Street. Thank you so much for holding for the last couple minutes. We have Ashley here on the line with something coming up real soon, right, Ashley?
Yes, correct.
So give us your name and who you're with and what you got going on.
Well, I am Ashley. I'm the lifestyle director here at Five Star Senior Living Gifts and Manor. And tomorrow we have our car wash, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here at 603 St. Joseph Drive, Kokomo, Indiana. And our very own baseball team will be here helping us wash cars. And all donations will go to the Walk to End Alzheimer's. We will also be selling walking tacos for three.
Okay, and where is this again and what time tomorrow?
603 St. Joseph Drive, Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. Well, best of luck to you guys tomorrow, and hopefully you have some pretty good weather for that, too.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, Ron. I think you're going to slide back in here a little bit. Maybe, right? Okay. Shh. Don't tell anyone. All right. Be secret. Okay. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too, who include Encompass Credit Union. Yes, we are running a little late. It's almost a quarter till 10. Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Levin's Insurance, Virk's Fine Jewelry, plus Mel's Starlight Drive-In. We will be back with open phones tomorrow morning at 8:30 for the Wednesday edition of Party Line. Have a great day from Wylo.